Welcome back to the Evolution Pod Club. I am coming out of my skin. I am so excited. I just have so much to say. Are you acting on your highest excitement in every moment of your life? Are you doing that? Because that is the most crucial thing you can do. In this law of attraction universe, where we are always attracting, so you don't need to learn how to manifest. You're manifesting in every moment of every day. But if you want to manifest the life that you prefer, then all you really have to do is act on your highest excitement in every moment. The thing that is the most important is your state of being, not the conditions around you. The conditions around you, if they change, will not change your state of being. We think they will. We think, oh, if I have that job, oh, if this person accepts me, if I make a lot of money, if I buy a new house, I am going to feel better. And we just, in our minds, believe that, but really they're just excuses to not feel good in this very moment. This moment is the most important. And to try to change the conditions won't do anything. It is much like looking in a mirror. When you look in a glass mirror, you see a reflection. If you do not like something you see, or you notice something, let's say, oh, I look cold. You don't grab a sweater and then put it on the glass trying to make the reflection warm up. You have to change yourself. You have to start with your state of being. You put the sweater on yourself. Ooh, I feel a little warmer. Oh, my reflection is showing me now that I'm comfortable and has the sweater on. Look at that. And that's much of how it works. We have to start with ourselves. That relationship is not going to make you feel the way you think it's going to make you feel. Your state of being is the most important thing to pay attention to. And the way to create, because we are the creators, is to always check in with ourselves and ask, what is the thing I can be doing in this moment that would bring me the most joy? Would it be doing the dishes? But no, I have to do the dishes. If I don't do the dishes, then they're going to get crusty. And in the morning, it's going to be impossible to get all those stains out. And I just don't want to leave it for the morning. Or I'm going to put on this disco music and dance like a lunatic. And while I'm dancing, have the inspired idea of, oh, I could do the dishes now. And then it's fun. It's not a chore. It's not stressful. And there you go, already shifting your perception of your life. And therefore, the reality of your life shifts as well to a higher state of being, to a higher vibration, and to more joy. And if you do this in every moment, then you can see how it will start to snowball and you will start to do things that you never thought you would do. You approach them with such curiosity and interest, and you're going to discover more and experience more. And ultimately, that's what we're here to do, is have experiences. This is an experiential reality. We cannot have these kinds of experiences in the non-physical. In the non-physical, we can't experience change. So we can here. We can experience change in every possible moment because we are changing a billion trillion times in every second, in every cell of our bodies, and so is everything around us that we perceive. And that is why we're here, to experience that change and to have these experiences which expand us and teach us more about ourselves, so that when we go back to the non-physical, we have so much more information than we had before we came. And this is just a physical reality, which is a perception of ours, and it is only what we perceive it to be. And it is just a reflection of our beliefs. Everything in this universe that we have created is inherently neutral. It has no meaning. Everything is essentially meaningless until we give it meaning. And you have free will, so you have a choice. You can give it a positive meaning and then see how, when you put that out, what you'll get back is positivity in return and exciting events and relationships and all the things you prefer. Or you can give it negative meaning, and that will have momentum, and you'll start to get back struggle, frustrations, things that you don't prefer, things that you perceive make you feel bad, but really you are choosing what you are getting. So that is your free will, to make that choice to perceive anything in every moment to be positive, happening for you, beneficial, or negative, happening to you. You are a victim. Everything is bad. It's a malevolent universe. You have no control over anything, and you have the option. So even if something happens, like for me, I have termite poop in my guest bathroom right now, and you might say, well, there's no way to see that as positive, but it is, because, okay, I see that I have a limiting belief here that that is showing me, which is why I'm here. How else am I going to grow without that limiting belief, without that knowledge? It doesn't mean anything about me. It doesn't mean anything about my house. It's interesting. I think, oh my gosh, that's so interesting. Why is that happening? This is there to help propel me to a higher vibration. It's there to help me as a challenge to work through, to come out in a more positive state than I started. Maybe I've been harping on some things in my house. Maybe I can use a little more gratitude and appreciation. Great, I could do that. I'd love to add some more appreciation and gratitude to the mix. I'm gonna figure out what this is. Maybe that termite poop is gonna happen so that I will work it out with my contractor, you know, deal with the situation so that a friend of mine or a family member who deals with a similar situation sends me a picture and says, what is that? I could say, I got you. I know exactly what to do. I feel like I am the master at this, so let me lend a hand. Maybe that's what it's for. I don't know, but I understand that I am excited to discover what it is. And in that way, it doesn't have to be negative. And in that way, I still feel good. I'm still in alignment. I'm still enjoying my day. That's not going to bring me down. If you can just ask yourself in every moment of every day, what is the thing I'm the most excited to do right now? And if you're not excited to do anything, then what's something that's just interesting? And if you choose that, you are choosing love in every moment of every day. You are on your path. You are creating all the things you want, all the things you prefer. You are making the change. You are expanding. You are raising your vibration. You are more connected to your inner self, who is always seeing things from the higher perspective, who knows that everything is happening for you, and you are aligned with your inner self when you are seeing things from the higher perspective in love, noticing that it's happening for you. And if you are in tune with your inner self, well, there you go. You are going to attract all the inspiration you need for the next step, the next thing you want to do, in order to just unveil this exciting and incredible life. That is the relationship that's so important. The most important is your relationship to you, is you, your state of being, your relationship to yourself. You start there and everything will follow. And I am here to answer any questions you have about it, to be on this journey with you, not lead you, but be here for you and with you as we teach each other, because you have all the answers within you when you're in alignment and when you are in touch with your inner self. And with that, I'm ready to answer any questions you ladies may have. Who wants to try?
I'd like to note that your eyes are closed that entirety. For anyone who's listening in, that there's literally like a going inward moment. Jackie's like shrouded in her own channeling, and it's really beautiful.
Well, anyone who's listening, you know, we always talk about this after our sessions usually, but that I deal with my own imposter syndrome a lot of the time, and I'm trying to just take the leap when we start the podcast and just communicate anything that's coming. And I realize that keeping my eyes open, it's not a conscious decision, but I think there's distraction there. And so I sometimes feel myself, my eyes just close so I can receive the messages clearer.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell. It's like,
it was really fun. I also feel my whole body is tingling.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. So yes. Yes, everyone. Yes. So let's go.
I had something that I wanted to start with, but I think we'll get there. What's interesting to me just now is you speaking about imposter syndrome. I wonder if that's something you could expand on.
Yeah, well, you know, I still call myself a baby channel, to which my mentor continues to write me that I'm not a baby channel. I am a channel. I believe we are all channels. Anytime you're in the zone of any kind, you're channeling. Anyone can feel it. When you go to do a task and you feel like 5 minutes has passed, but really it's been 2 hours, and you've just been immersed in this thing, you are so connected and you're in the zone. And if you saw the Pixar movie Soul, they actually represent the zone as that state of being that's otherworldly. And that is channeling. So everyone has felt it or can feel it, even though I believe that to be true, because it's me and I, and as we all have fears of unworthiness, I come up against my limiting beliefs that I don't have anything to offer. This is not really happening. I'm making this up, and I've taken it to the page to process those limiting beliefs. And basically what I've come to is the same thing, which I always say, which is we're all worthy by virtue of the fact that we are here. We are all unique beings. There has never been a Jackie Seiden / Weiner ever, and nor will there ever be in this moment in time. With all of my experiences in my whole life and all my experiences from my past lives and everything that has created my perception of the world as I see it, I'm the only one that has that perception, just like anyone listening is the same. There is no other you. So by virtue of the fact that you are here, you are worthy, and your unique perception is adding to all that is all the time and is extremely beneficial to source and all that is. But we all have these deep-seated feelings of unworthiness. And the other thing, my inner voice, when I journaled about this and when I was channeling it, you know, looking for answers, which is something anyone can do if you just pick up a pen and start writing and ask questions and see what comes back to you. The second thing I said was that, what if I'm making this up? And my inner voice said, what's the difference? You don't invent ideas, you attract ideas. You, quote, making this up is attracting ideas from us. And that's the same exact thing as channeling. There is no difference. Just like when you have a conversation with a friend and something pops in your head of an idea to say to your friend in love, when you're feeling good and you have something you are inspired to say, that is not something that you made up. It's something you attracted. And in that moment, you're inspired to say something, and that's you aligned with your inner self. And if I said to you in that moment you were channeling, you may say, oh, cute. Or you can say, no, that's not. It depends. We all may have a little of that imposter syndrome. So doing this podcast where I'm actually having a conversation about this with people for anyone to listen to was something I really was inspired to do. But then the fear came in, as it always does whenever you are inspired to do something. And this was a big one. And Jordan, you were with me on that ride. And we went step by step because I wasn't ready to jump in, but we had some ideas. We went back and forth about format, and it kind of gave me some time to take one step after another step to follow that inspiration, which led me here to do something I never would have done before I understood that, oh, I am inspired to do this. That imposter syndrome is just fear. It's just the ego stepping in to say, don't do this, keep me from doing this, keep me feeling safe, what I perceive as safe, but really what it's doing is just keeping you limited. It's never keeping you safe. It's just keeping you from expanding in love and in joy. So I had to blow past that fear, knowing that that voice in my head was just trying to stop me. Do it anyway. And every time we do it, I gain a little more confidence. Little more confidence, and it gets easier and easier and easier to blow past that voice, the self-talk, the ego, the fear, the limiting beliefs, that I don't deserve to be here and do it anyway because I'm excited to do it. It brings me so much joy. I love it. I love seeing you every week. I love having conversations about with other people about what we're discussing. I just love talking about this. It's my passion, and I believe it can really make people feel good. And so, based on what my guides were saying in the beginning, which is if you're just following your highest passion in every moment, it's going to lead you to a more exciting, expanded life. And here we are. It's happening for me right now in this, by virtue of the fact that this conversation is happening. This is so fun for me. And I had so much fear. I never would have done this before I started doing this work, which is now leading to other things. And by the way, I could quit any moment. Just because you pick up something you're passionate about, some people have a lot of interests. And you may think, well, I keep picking up these things. I picked up the guitar to take some lessons. I picked up the tennis class because I wanted to do that. But I quit or I put it down. That's okay. There's no rules. And you may just want to be connecting with people. And having all these different interests may just be a vehicle to meet a lot of different people. It doesn't matter what the end game is, and you got to let go of the result. I don't care if 13 people listen to this. By the way, I love you 13 people who are listening to this. May you always be my 13 people listening to this. I love if it's just a pod club of 13 and we're in this together. That feels awesome to me. It doesn't change the excitement and it doesn't change the conversation. And so, yeah, so the imposter syndrome. Whenever we get a success in some arena, I mean success in terms of just following your greatest passion and feeling joyful and being aligned, if you're coming up against your feelings of unworthiness, then sure, you're going to say you don't deserve it, you don't belong, you're a fake and a phony. How many rock stars have you seen in documentaries when they rise like a shooting star to fame? Don't know what to do with that kind of adoration because there is a sense of unworthiness, and then there are ways to numb those feelings, right? There's alcohol and drugs and sex and all sorts of things because it's overwhelming and it doesn't line up with your belief system, and that can be extremely jarring. But yet in the case of that happening, that is something they set up for themselves to launch them on this trajectory in this lifetime, to learn what that is. Because that's all we're doing. We're already beings that understand that we are worthy. We are limitless beings of pure positive love and acceptance. And we come to the physical realm to play around with what it would be like to feel unworthy. And we have to squeeze into the physical realm and slow down our vibration, because our true vibration is aligned with our inner selves. And our inner selves can only see our vibration. We speak in words and language, which is actually quite limiting, but our inner selves just reads our vibration constantly. The whole universe is responding to our vibration, our energy. The universe is not interested in what we're saying. The universe is interested in what we're giving off, how we're feeling, our state of being. So the best thing to do if you want to expand and love and feel good is just focus so much on getting back into alignment when you're out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, identifying the beliefs that are negative, the obstacle, and then proving that that belief is false. It's all false. We are here just playing. This is not where we live. This is the dream state. That's where we live. So we're here just playing around with all this stuff. It feels very real. The illusion feels very real, and it has to. But if you can maintain that perspective that it is just a game and that we are playing around, then it makes everything a little less serious, a little more fun. It makes turn my poop not a big deal. Who cares? Who cares? I'll get it handled. This is so interesting to me. I am actually extremely curious about what this means. So I know it won't be a problem. I know whatever it is, I'll be able to handle it with ease because I'm not stressed. I'm not buying into the negative beliefs that I could have. My house is falling apart. I'm never going to be able to get in front of everything. It's going to cost me a ton of money. There's going to be chemicals in the house with a baby. I mean, I could get into that negative stream of consciousness easily, no problem. But why? Because I'm feeling really good right now. So I'm going to ride that as much as I can and see what happens. But to answer your question, it really is just about coming up against your feelings of unworthiness whenever you choose to do something you want to do. And that goes for anyone listening about anything you want to do. You might start playing the guitar and say, who am I to play the guitar? I'm at this age. I mean, who am I? What am I going to? Doesn't matter. Don't judge it. Just do it. You don't know where it's leading. You don't know. You just got to have faith. You got to have faith, the faith, the faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Jordan, you better jump in and start singing. She's dancing.
I did choreography and stuff.
It was amazing.
I wanted to, and I think this maybe ties in, but I want to talk about purpose.
Purpose.
Finding purpose. And to kind of color in a bit, just like knowing that you are meant to, the capacity that you have is so much greater than what you're doing, right? And feeling unfulfilled and kind of without a lot of purpose in your life. And I think, you know, really the more that you begin to learn yourself, the more that about yourself, right? The more you begin to kind of hear and trust your inner voice, your inner knowing, maybe the more that you write and you find alignment, then ideas come and this, that, and the other. And so I'm not necessarily looking for like a way to, you know, accelerate that process so much as maybe, you know, better that process, find it, figure it out, you know?
Well, that is, you said it, you knew exactly what the answer was to your own question. You're already fulfilling your purpose. And the universe already knows everything that you're capable and everything you want and your vibration, what is meant for you. We believe that we attract things to us, but really, that's not it. We're not attracting an outside thing to us. It all already exists. And you just have things, beliefs that are limiting, that are keeping certain things at bay. In addition to beliefs based on the past that we carry with us, there is no past. There's only the present. But you can say, well, this happened to me and this happened to me in the past, which is informing my present. That is only informing your present because you're bringing it with you in every single moment that is occurring. But you have the option of releasing anything that happened in the past, letting that go with love and gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for showing up for me exactly when you did. It was at the exact perfect moment for me to be on this exploration to wind up exactly where I am in this moment, doing what I'm doing, and not recreate the past in every moment. And now in the present moment, as you're saying, find your alignment, and you can go as fast as you want. You can move as fast as is comfortable for you. Just know you're going to come up against big manifestation events, which will cause negative emotions. And you are 100% capable and ready to face those as long as you recognize that that is all that's happening. They're going to come fast and furious and get bigger if you want to move faster, and do it. Bring it on because you're ready. I know a lot of your big manifestation events based on what you've handled thus far. And I know I have the beneficial belief about you that you are, of course, ready to handle anything that comes. So to increase that belief in yourself, anything that comes, I'm ready for. Get into alignment. Do what you just said. Listen for the inner voice for just the next step. And don't go too far into the future because you're going to limit yourself with what's possible and what you are calling your purpose in the future. Since you are already living in your purpose, you are already doing that. And that is a limited belief thinking that you're not living in your purpose and that you don't have purpose. That is out of lack and untrue. It's false. You're exactly where you're supposed to be and where you're meant to be in this moment on this journey. But if you listen to that inspiration and you take that next step and you push past the fear and act on that inspiration, it will lead you to a more expanded existence, something you're more excited about and feeling passionate about. So let's call your purpose more passion and a knowing, a beneficial belief that you are doing what you are meant to be doing. You're already on your way. So just continue to process those limiting beliefs, which is the one thing that does need to happen to get those obstacles out of the way of your vibration. They're just static in your flow. Everything's coming all the time, and we keep it at bay with these beliefs that we're not in our purpose and that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're just keeping it away. So let go of the past. Stop bringing it with you. This goes for everyone. Be in the present moment. See in your current state of being that you're exactly where you're meant to be and you are sending out all the vibrations you want to. You do not need to learn how to manifest. You are already doing it. It's automatic. We all do it. We have been manifesting willy-nilly our whole lives. Some positive, some negative. We do things we're excited about, push past fear. Good things in our minds happen. Or other things we are activated and fear comes in. And so we have those urges to control the conditions. We do our best to control, adding more fear. And then we attract things that we don't prefer. So getting into alignment is just that knowledge that in this moment, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It's all happening for you. And if you keep doing that, you will expand quickly. And another way to view the negative stuff, I was watching this channel, this man who channels Bashar, he's amazing. And he equates the negative stuff in life with a rubber band on a slingshot. So if you pull the rubber band back, the farther you pull, and this is what's happening in our world right now, right? It's dark. It's negative. It's really upsetting. It's hard to see and watch and witness. But the reason it's happening is we're all here in this age of transformation, which is super exciting. It's a really exciting time to be alive in this physical realm. We are witnessing and going to witness a massive shift into the age of enlightenment and a shift in mass consciousness. But in order to do that, if you think of a slingshot pulling back into negative, negative, then when you let go, you fly way faster and way further into the light. That's all that's happening. So if you're feeling the negative stuff, you just know that is the perspective. I'm feeling this negative stuff. All this stuff is happening. I know what's happening for me. I'm having trouble seeing it. But I understand that it's like the rubber band. And if I can see this as part of the process to propel me forward into the light and into love, then I can accept it. I can accept the conditions, have gratitude for the conditions, for the negative stuff, and see it as part of the process. We are experiencing the process of change. That is why we're here. You can only experience change in the physical. And this is the process of changing. You're in the process. So love the process. Accept the process, which you are doing. Continue to accept it. And know that when you say, I haven't found my purpose, that is lack and that is fear and that is ego and that is negative self-talk. But to say, I am in my purpose. I'm excited to see what happens next. I know everything I've done, even though it's not making sense to me in this exact moment, which avenue to go down or which thing I'm supposed to be doing or where to put my focus. I know that if I just get into alignment, the inspiration will come to tell me where to put my focus. And everything is exactly perfect in this exact moment. And you're just in the process. You're just in it, but you are moving.
I feel like there is inspiration, but the inspiration is general. It's not necessarily like identifiable with any kind of specificity. So then it's like, I want to do.
Okay. Like, so this is, I love that you said that because you're looking for big inspiration, but what's happening is you're getting 100 of inspired ideas a day. And that's what you want to be in tune to. It may be to water your plant, send an email, make a phone call. They may not feel big in the day. But if you start to become more in tune that those are actually inspirations to answer the phone call, to write down this thought you had, to go roller skating, to dance, to reach out to this person, that those are all inspired and those are all leading you. Your inner guide is constantly sending you every day. It may not look like, Jordan, I have this amazing idea. You need to start this business. You're going to do this. And it's going to be like it's too much too fast. That's overwhelming. You go, okay, that's a great idea. And then the next day you'd be like, oh, I had this.
No, that's how I want it. I just want to do the work for me.
It's coming, but it's coming. If you start acting on all those little inspirations, it will come. They'll come faster. It's leading you there. It is leading you there. So it's the faith in knowing that. And I've told this story. I love this story about our mutual friend who's a songwriter who was in a cabin writing her album and nothing was coming. And she was so frustrated and she was looking for the inspiration and just feeling shut off from it. And she kept having this nagging feeling that she wanted to go get Cadbury eggs and wine. And she just said, fuck it. I'm going to the store to get Cadbury eggs and wine. And in the store, there were three wine bottles lined up next to each other. And what she read across was the inspiration for her first song written in that cabin. You don't know what's coming. You just have to act on it, as silly as it is. If it is to go get a bottle of wine, then just go get it. And don't worry about where it's leading you. Just do it and have faith. But it's happening 100 times a day. If you want to go faster, do as many in a day as you can. This is a great exercise. Some of the best things that have happened to me in the last 6 months were from an assignment to act on 5 inspirations in a day and email it to someone. Hold yourself accountable. Act on 5 inspirations. Every day you want to ask yourself, what is one inspired act that I did yesterday? What is one? But if you want to move and you want to expand, you go ahead and you act on as many as you can. Act on 10. It could be an invitation to do something. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But if it's something you may be interested in, do it. It could be a phone call that comes in. Answer the phone. Everybody is here for you. You're the creator. If somebody's calling you that moment, they attracted the idea to call you. You may have put that in their heads. Your inner voice, inner self may have put that in their heads. Somebody put it in their heads. Answer the phone. That could be an inspired action. What were you inspired to say? Inspired action. What were you inspired to do after that? Inspired action. And you do that as many times. Yeah.
I'd like to say that I made a point to call each of you last week after that conversation, and none of you picked up the call. But that's neither funny. Here nor there.
Yeah.
That exercise was for me to push past, oh, I don't want to bother her.
Yes, exactly.
With each of you, literally, to like push past it and be like, no. And so I had no expectation. Huh?
Inspired to be working during your call. So.
Actually, okay, well, this is interesting. So if you're inspired to call both of us, neither one of us answered. This is brilliant. Because you push past your fear of, maybe they're busy, they don't want to talk right now, doing other things that are, quote, more important. And what's so great is that we didn't answer, which is a manifestation event. I love that. That's really fun. So let's get into that for a second, because that's interesting, because you created that as well. You attracted the idea to call us when we weren't available. Mm-hmm. You didn't attract the idea to call us when we were available. So you did that on purpose. You created that on purpose so that we wouldn't answer. So a couple of things are happening. One is there may still be a belief, even though you push past your fear, that you're unworthy of our time. There could be some fear. I don't know. What do you tell me?
Well, what's interesting for me is I did it without an attachment to an outcome.
Perfect.
And so therefore I had no feelings surrounding
good.
It. I wouldn't say it was a manifestation event, but what has stopped me previously is I am a bother. I'm going to
hold on. It was a manifestation event, but it was a beneficial manifestation event. So you had no attachment to the outcome. So the beneficial belief is, I can do this, push past my fear without an attachment to the outcome, and feel okay about it. It doesn't say anything about me. It doesn't say anything about how they feel about me. It doesn't mean anything. That is beneficial. That is growth. Because maybe a couple months ago, if I had made that assignment and you called us both and no one answered, there may have been a ping there. Maybe small, maybe not big. Maybe annoyance. Maybe it would have looked like, really? Okay, you said to call, nobody answered, great. That would have been limiting. But this was beneficial. So that did happen for you. And that is growth and very cool.
But like, answer next time?
Yeah, of course. I truly don't even know that you called. That's so funny.
A message awaits, friend. A message awaits.
I know. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, it's so funny that you bring that up, because I never call anyone anymore because I never want to be a bother. So I always send a text and I think, okay, I'll text because I don't want to bother them. And then that way they can respond when they want. So it's funny that you bring that up because I think that's pretty common, especially since we text.
Yeah, so if you have an inspired idea to call someone, whenever it's in the name of connection, it's in love. Whenever it's in the name of disconnection, it's in fear. So if you have the inspiration to call someone, just call. You know what's funny? You know how on your birthday, you get a gajillion messages from everyone in the world. It's just sending you love. And it's almost, I don't know, how do you guys feel when you get that? Do you love it? Is it overwhelming?
To me, it's overwhelming.
Do you ever feel like there's someone that does contact you that you're so excited to hear from though?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you kind of like, oh my God, I haven't talked to you, and like, what's going on? And it actually feels really great. What's interesting, okay, so if it feels overwhelming, then there's definitely unworthiness there, because it's sort of unworthiness of all of that love coming your way. Yeah. But what's fascinating is you can sort of make that happen any day of the week of the year. If you go into your phone and text or call 15 people and just say, I'm just thinking about you. I just wanted to say I love you. You can cultivate that feeling that people do love from their birthdays of connecting with somebody different and new anytime, but not to get the love in return, of course, not for the outcome, not for the attachment, but just the giving of the love. And if you can just imagine doing that, you could fill yourself with love by just expressing love at any point of any day. If you don't feel good, that may be a good way to get yourself back into alignment. You may just want to tell 5 people that you love, that you're thinking about them and you love them. It will make you feel fuller. And of course, you do not need anyone to love you. We only need someone to love. We are only here to express love. We are limitless beings of pure positive love and acceptance. We're only meant to love and give love. If we're giving love, we are in alignment with our highest purpose, which is, by the way, to give love. That is the highest purpose. Anything in the name of giving love is purpose. And you go ahead and just throw a bunch of love at people, you're going to feel good and you're going to feel better. Be in alignment, receive inspiration, act on the inspiration, push past the fear that comes up, process the limiting belief, which is the reason you're having the fear, a negative emotion, which is not keeping you safe. It's just keeping you limited. Do the thing you're inspired to do and expand in joy and love and feel easier and freer. Your relationships get easier, more acceptance, more fun, higher perspective, higher vibration, cycle, upward, spiral. Then something happens that pulls you into a negative feeling, a lower vibration. You see it for what it is. Okay, I have some belief here, because all negative emotions are just due to beliefs that are limiting. Have some belief here, process the belief, prove it false. It's bogus, and you're back upward on the upward spiral again.
That was the takeaway from last week, was upward spiral. And then I heard it 2 more times.
I love this week it being the slingshot, because it's really helpful to see what's happening in the world as part of the process. Again, in the macro sense, everybody is in contract to do this together. And the farther back the slingshot goes, the faster and stronger the propelling is to the light. It's, I promise, truly exciting. I believe that things, we are going to witness some incredible change, and we don't know what we don't know, and we don't know anything. So to see the evolution that's coming, bear witness to that, I'm excited. I am.
Same. And that sort of, that perspective and that shift in perspective has helped me a lot, because there was a period in time where I had so much anxiety surrounding turning my air conditioner on, because I literally, like, I know that sounds crazy, but I literally, I had to fly to Europe 2 summers ago because of it, because I felt
the planet
draining the earth from her resources, draining. Yes. And like, that sounds absolutely nuts, but my perspective, and I've heard some friends of mine say, I'm not sure if I want to have children now because there's nothing to come, right? Like there's and I'm not saying that we're not, that in, from an environmental perspective, that, you know, we do need to take care of the planet, obviously, but at the same time, the shift into kind of hope and understanding and purpose and all of that has reduced a significant amount of anxiety for me.
Well, and also I love that. And the thing about children, it's funny, I had those exact feelings, you know, a few years ago. I don't even know if I want to bring kids into this world. But now I understand that by living in alignment, and as you know, one person in alignment is more powerful than a million people in fear, shifts the mass consciousness, creates new pathways for new souls to come in at higher and higher and higher vibrations, and they will be able to handle the planet in the moment when they're here and evolve mankind to be able to know exactly what to do to aid in our Mother Earth. We need children. Our children come in at a higher vibration than us. They come in with more understanding. They come in at a match to the earth when they come in. They are the solution in a way. We are all the solution, but the more we change our perspective, if you think of sap coming down a tree, and consciousness is thought, or rivers of sap coming down the tree, and when you choose a higher perspective, you break off into a new stream for souls behind you to follow. When you decide that you are okay to turn on your air conditioner and you under starting to feel a little more peaceful and more hopeful, then that hope and those thoughts, those beneficial beliefs that inspire that hope, is shared with other people on the planet that had the same anxiety as you. So you are moving the needle for not just you, but for everyone. It will all be okay. Of course it will all be okay. This is all of our creation anyway. Mother Earth, the universe, the stars. We created it all. We know inherently how to restore everything. And the restoration happens precisely how it does in our bodies, which is with the higher perspective. Always going for well-being, searching for well-being, searching for the love perspective as opposed to the fear perspective. And if all the beings on the planet start to do that, catch on, eventually everything will restore itself, heal itself little by little. But it's not so different as all the cells in your body, the trillions of life forms in your body that are all unique expressions of source, that are all their own identity, searching for well-being. And when you have the beneficial beliefs, you are the leader and the guide of all of those cells. In that state of alignment, your cells feel good and restore, and your body restores, and the ailments calm down, and you are healthy. So it's going to be the same for our planet, our civilization, we are on our way to the ultimate harmony with each other and our planet. And I mean harmony and not homogeny, where we all become identical beings, clones, but where we all love and appreciate the differences and the uniqueness in each person, and don't you weaponize those against each other, but love it. And we all become puzzle pieces that fit together in our harmonious physical reality, and that includes our planet. I'm doing this thing with my hands that really just looks like I'm in a sculpting class creating a giant globe or boob, because it's right, like it's just a giant, everything in my life is boobs.
Sphere, but it's a
sphere. Everything in my life is nursing is boobs. I mean, that's a different podcast.
Way to take such a, like, you know, profoundly beautiful, you know, heartwarming moment, Jackie, and turn it into boob. Wrap it up in
titties
and tits.
It's all about, I'm walking around with one giant milk jug and one small milk jug because I'm keeping my son alive with one tit, and the other tit just is out of business. And so just, it's just where I'm at. Everything's a boob. It's funny. Everything's a boob. If I see two cupcakes come out on a tray for my daughter, I said, oh, look, boobs. I mean, it's just boob on the brain. Boob on the brain.
Takeaway for this week is actually not the rubber band. It's everything's a boob.
Everything's a boob. Everything's a boob. Talk about freedom. I just want to stop nursing because that's always like such a big illusion of entrapment. So in my mind, the limiting belief is I won't be free until I'm done nursing. Of course I'm free. I'm here. I'm free. 20 times a day in my head. Jackie, you are a free being. You are a free being. But you know what? I will tell you, I want to share this with you guys. I had the inspired thought to meditate more, which is like a nightmare because who has time to meditate, right? Everyone's like, I don't have time to meditate. I know it'd be so good for me, but like I can't. And I had that inspired thought. So I started meditating before bed as well as in the morning. And let me tell you something. Shit is bananas awesome. I am feeling so good more of the time. And I highly recommend adding some meditation to your life. Add it. It not only aligns you, but it makes you keenly aware of your thoughts. And you need to be aware of your thoughts because your entire reality is a representation or reflection of your thoughts. So your thoughts are either limiting, negative, or they are empowering and positive and beneficial. And in order to create in the beneficial arena, you have to be aware of your thoughts. And if your ego is talking to you, you need to know that's your ego. And if it's your inner voice talking to you, you want to know it's your inner voice. And the more you meditate and become clear on the difference, the easier it will be to discern when you are acting out of fear and on an urge to change the conditions, or whether you're acting on inspiration, which is such a key part of this because it takes practice. It is a practice. Meditation is such a great way to do that practice so that you know when it's your inspired thought, you know when it's your inner voice, and so you have faith that you can act on it and it's gonna be great. It's all gonna work out. It's gonna work out. It's already working out. You can't get it wrong. If you make a choice, that's the only choice that there ever was to be made. Free will is the understanding that you can see it as the only choice that was ever to be made and it's happening for you, or to think there is a better choice out there. I may have gotten it wrong. I screwed it up. I messed this up. I should have done the other thing. That's your free will. Choose the former.
How do you meditate? What's your process?
I have tried lots of different meditations. I tried mindful meditation, which I like. There's an app, the Mindful app. Great app. Andy, he guides you through meditations. He's got the best voice ever. I also have done just listening to chantings that I love, music that I love, and I sit and I listen. Now I do guided meditations where I listen to the Joshua guided meditations, which is essentially just affirmations. A lot of the ideas that we talk about here. You are a limitless being. You are worthy. You are powerful. Everything that's happening is happening for you. No one's ever doing anything to you. Everyone is being who you need them to be, and you are being who they need you to be for them. All that good stuff, the body stuff. So I listen to that, or I listen to chanting. But anything that shifts you from feeling not great to good or even okay is good. Or, of course, TM, quiet mind. You can focus on one affirmation the whole time. You can focus on one word the whole time. You can focus on your breath. Inhale on a one, exhale on a two. Inhale on a one, exhale on a two, over and over again. Your mind may wander. That's fine. When it does, you just notice it. Don't make it mean anything. Don't beat yourself up about it. Bring yourself back to the one, two. Or as Andy does in the Mindful app, which I love, he'll count to 10. Inhale one, exhale two, inhale three, exhale four. But I remember for me, I would all of a sudden be on 30. So for me, I loved the 1-2. These are all, there's so many different techniques, whatever works for you. There's no judgment, whatever. Whatever it is, you know, you'll find it. Your inner voice will lead you to it. Close your eyes, be, you know, try to find some quiet, take deep breaths in, deep exhales. You know, you can do the thing where you inhale for six, hold for six, and exhale for as long as you can, or four, whatever you're comfortable doing with your lung capacity. Inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four. Do that a few times, and whatever idea comes to your head. I'm going to find an app. There's so many ways, so many ways. They're all, as far as I'm concerned, great. There's no wrong way to meditate. If you listen to me talking about meditation, that might be a meditation because I'm sure everyone's sort of zoned out. But I do. I like listening to chanting. Yeah. Oh, you can chant. You can chant if you want to be more active. Whatever, excited, whatever floats your boat. Any other thoughts?
I told you I'm always a work in progress and I've got lots of material.
We're all work in progress.
But I mean, I did have some things that popped up, but I just feel like everything is an exercise. So, and I talk to Jordan about it every once in a while, but I definitely am struggling with limiting belief over and over again of just worthiness. Yeah. And I find it pops up in everything I do. I mean, in interactions with friends, just feeling like you mentioned when a bunch of people text you on your birthday, happy birthday. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel guilty almost that they're
right.
You know, so it's, and I know, why would I feel guilty? It's their choice to do that. And I love it that they would think of me, even if it was just for a second of the day. So just kind of working through that all week this week, I feel like. So
I completely empathize with that feeling. And in order to be drawn to doing this, in order to be drawn to be curious about a life of love and shifting into alignment, you have to be a sensitive being. You got to feel things, and you got to feel things deeply. We all have feelings of unworthiness, but because you're a sensitive being, which is a superpower and super important and is your compass, you're going to feel the unworthiness in those moments deeper than, say, someone who's less sensitive. And to know that that is so perfect and so beautiful, and that everyone has the unworthiness, but you're feeling it deeper because you're sensitive. But that is what is going to aid you in all of this. That is going to be the thing that really, and has already hooked you in, and is creating the change, is that sensitivity. And so when you're feeling that way, to remind yourself, oh, I'm feeling that feeling. Oh, that feeling means it's just a reminder that I feel things deeply. And know that whatever the limiting belief is, of course, under it is unworthiness. And that's the diamond, the biggest diamond for all of us. Just want to deal with the facets of the diamond. So whatever is happening in that particular moment, just deal with that one limiting belief, that one. Also, by the way, this also means when you do start doing this, the fears and the limiting beliefs feel way stronger. Like I said, in the beginning, you sort of fly through and you're feeling good and it's exciting. And then all of a sudden, the manifestation events come in at you hard and fast because your inner self knows you're ready and knows you're doing this and is doing that to you. But that those negative feelings, again, slingshot.
Right. Well, and I would say that this last weekend, I had something that popped up and I immediately grabbed my phone and started looking through the worksheet. And I was like, okay, I'm driving in my car, reading through it. I'm like, okay, I want to get to the bottom of this because this happens a lot. And why am I feeling anxiety about this situation? I don't have anything to worry about. I'm not connected to an outcome. What am I supposed to learn from this? Why does this keep happening? And where do I need to grow? Where is my limiting belief? And I had a hard time pinpointing what my fear was. And I mean, I always want to say that my fear comes back to feel it. I mean, a fear of not being accepted, a fear of,
yes.
I was explaining also to Jordan, like sometimes I just feel like I'm blessed with so much that I almost feel guilty for what I'm blessed with. So there
you feel you feel unworthy. You don't deserve.
Right.
We all feel like you have to toil and struggle in order to deserve good things. Right. That is a limiting belief that we all have. I feel like I have to earn my blessings. But you already worthy. You do not need to toil and struggle and earn them. And also the rejection is deeply ingrained in us, the need for acceptance and the fear of rejection. You know, we're cavemen. If you were not accepted by the pack and you were thrown out, you were left and most likely would die because you couldn't survive without the pack. So we are designed to want, crave, need acceptance and fear rejection deep, deep, deep in our bones. And then you just take to the page that no one can know you. How could they reject you? They can't see you through their own limited and limiting beliefs, their own perspective. They can't ever see the real you.
Well, and I had to almost shift myself back because I was driving in the car and trying to think through this, and I definitely couldn't write anything down, but I was like, okay, stop yourself. Go back to, I remember when you were having the conversation with Jordan about, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? Is it going to kill you? No, it's not going to kill you if you're not accepted by these two people, you right. know? So I just thought to myself, why would it matter? If there's any feelings of rejection, it would be on their side and that's for them to work through. It's not for right. me. I have friends. I have, you know, I feel good about the people that I surround myself with. I don't necessarily feel good when I'm with those people anyway. And so it's going to be fine. And I think just kind of, even though I couldn't sit there and write and journal in that moment,
when you were able to get yourself there. So oh, I love that.
So I think it's just, I'm almost kind of waiting for the, I mean, there are things all the time that pop up, but I'm like, okay, the next time this comes, because then I'm an overthinker. Because then I like stew about it when I feel like that. And so this time I kind of worked through it in that moment. And I'm thinking, okay, what's the next thing? You know?
Yes, that's it. I mean, that is, you're showing up with curiosity. And if you do that with the manifestation events, I wonder what's coming next, they will decrease and you will get to that place that you got to faster and faster and faster and faster. Look how fast you got there this time. That is amazing. And also they did that for you. They did. I know. You created it. You did that. And honestly, if you extricated those two people from your life completely, somebody else is going to show you that same thing until you work it out. But you are working it out. You are doing it. So be glad you know what it looks like. You know, you don't need to disconnect completely unless you want to find someone else to do that. And just keep doing that work and you will. I mean, it's already happening. You have tools.
My poor 8-year-old child we go on walks all the time. And so while we're on walks, I'm like constantly like, okay, he'll say, I didn't, you know, it made me feel bad when my buddies, you know, were mean to me. And I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, not.
Yes.
So I get
how
to
lucky. How lucky is he that he has you for his mom? I mean, can you, I mean, he chose you, but I mean, how amazing that you've come to this and you'll be able to deal with, I mean, look, bullies, we're going to get into all that stuff. It is so difficult for the parents. And when the kids are in pain and we feel again, like they're extensions of us, but they're not, they're here to learn something and we don't want to get in the way of whatever it is they're learning. And some kid raised his hand when there was a bunch of souls making a contract in your son's life. By the way, this is just a hypothetical, but I went to bullies. But if there's a kid that raised his hand and said, I'll be that person. I'm going to be that person for you. I love you that much that as a being of love, I'm going to come into this realm as a bully and I'm going to terrorize everyone in my class. I'm going to do that. That's how much I love you. And then they come and they work it out and you are just there to remind your son that he is perfect exactly as the way he is, even with what he perceives as imperfections. There's never been a person, a soul like him ever before. There never will be. And therefore, he is so special. I said that to my daughter. I said, you're so amazing. And she goes, I am not amazing. I am not. She got very uncomfortable with me telling her how amazing she was. And I thought, oh boy, unworthiness already. She's 3.5. And I just said to her, has there ever been a pearl before? Does anyone look like you? Does anyone sound like you? Does anyone have a family like you? Does anyone have me as a mom and your dad as a dad that are you? And all these things. No, I go, well, then you're, don't you see how that makes you so special? So, you know, finding ways to explain to our kids and also not worrying about it because they are on their journey and we can't know what they're here to explore. And just trying as much as we can to give them the freedom to explore the negative emotions as uncomfortable for us as it is and not smooth them out, but be there when they come to us to remind them of who they are, truly. Endless, limitless beings of love. I love this so much. You ladies are the best. I am so grateful for this time together. I learned so much and I am just have such a good time. And I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining this conversation on the Evolution Pod Club. I loved all that stuff that came out about not looking to your conditions to make you feel a certain way, but really starting with yourself. Because it all begins and ends with you and your state of being. And are you feeling good? Are you chasing your highest excitement in each and every moment? That's the goal anyway. So until next time, sending love.